Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk, it's just you and me, by the way. I want to talk about what would happen if you couldn't go to work tomorrow. What would happen if you couldn't open the front door of your building? What would happen if you didn't have access to a phone? You could reach the phone, but there was nothing on the other end. What would happen if your customers were not able, not only were not coming in, they weren't able to buy from you or from anybody? What would happen if something like that happened? How would you handle that? How would you deal with that? Are you ready for something like that? Are you ready for that kind of a situation? Well, that's called business interruption. And there are a lot of different reasons the way it could happen. Some of you may remember 7 years ago this month, or this summer, I should say, there was an outage across northeastern United States. 8 states and 55 million people were in the dark for several days because of an overload in the electrical grid that cascaded across those states. And it also put out what they call the great blackout of 03. It also put hundreds of thousands of small businesses out of business. And it reminded everybody that you and I, as business owners, are one squirrel in a transformer, or one fire, or a hard drive crash, or a computer virus that gets into our hard drive. We're one of those away from being out of business, as our business is being interrupted. Many of you, in fact, there was a survey that was taken that I reported on a while back, that many of you, three-fourths of you, believe your business will be interrupted at some point, to some degree, in any given year. Could just be a power goes out for an hour or 30 minutes or something like that, or it could be catastrophic, like the power outage, or like Katrina, or like BP. The BP oil spill had the impact it had on sub-business down there. But the same survey showed that only about 1 out of 5 of you, including me, are even prepared for something like that. So what happens? What are you going to do if your business is interrupted? Is the cold sweat popping out on your forehead right now? Are you feeling a little queasy thinking, whoa, maybe I haven't been preparing for that? Well, I've got a few ideas. I want to talk to you about those. And I wrote about this recently. Some of you may have seen some of my thoughts in the newsletter or on some of the other places that I publish. And so I want to talk about this recovery, this idea of recovering from a business from some kind of business interruption, whatever it may be, short-term, long-term, catastrophic or not. If you live, depending on where you live, you could be subject to hurricanes, tornadoes. Anybody could have a fire. Floods could happen. You name it. There are a lot of things that can happen. And so let's talk about this, and I want to talk about it from a standpoint of three types of recovery: operational recovery, financial recovery, and data recovery. And so let's talk about that. Operational recovery. What would you do if your building were unavailable to you or your customers? How would you continue to operate? Well, here's something to think about. Next time you're buying computers, don't buy desktops, buy laptops. Put them in docking stations, which is what I use. I have a docking station. I have a laptop that I use as my main computer. We're peer-to-peer here. We're not on servers. And so I pop the docking station, the laptop on the docking station, and I operate a monitor and an alternative keyboard. And then when I get ready to go, I unplug the PC, the laptop, and I leave with it. So think about doing that for your key people. So if something happens, you can't get to your building, they can go anywhere and operate. These are great tools, and I encourage you to think about that. Another idea, Become proficient, my friends, with web-based applications in the cloud, and learn how identify alternative programs to programs that you install on your hard drive. Things you can use, things your employees can use wherever they are. If they have to go to the next city, if they have to go to another zip code, if they have to go somewhere where there is power or where they can work from home, whatever. So your laptops and your web-based tools are a combination to help you get your operation going again. Of course, there are a lot of others, but those are two to think about. Financial recovery. A lot of our cash flow, small business owners, a lot of our working capital, I should say, is from cash flow. So what happens if your cash flow is interrupted? Think about business interruption insurance. You can buy it as a rider on your property and casualty policy for your building. But make sure that you read the fine print, because sometimes you think you've got business interruption insurance, and you may have, but you may not understand what the insurance company calls interrupted. And you need to read the fine print, because all of those policies aren't created equal. Also, maintain a very close working relationship with your banker. Another reason to become close to your banker, because the last thing in the world you want to do, if your business is interrupted and you need some help from a bank, you don't want to have to go introducing yourself to a banker. You want your banker to say, "Hey, Jim, come on in. What can I do for you now?" Or whatever, because you want to make sure that your banker knows you in case you have to get a disaster loan. That's financial recovery. Now let's talk about data recovery. Small businesses are using, we're using digital assets more and more, and physical assets actually less. And so are you protecting your data? And I know you probably are, and I know you might be thinking that you're protecting it more than you actually are protecting it. Here's some things to think about. Make sure that somebody, assign one person to be in charge of all of your antivirus, anti-Trojan, all the malware stuff. Make sure there's one person in charge of making sure that every one of your computers are up to date and compliant, and everybody understands how to use them so you can't get infected. That's one good suggestion. Here's another one. Make sure that your data is backed up. Are you backing it up? What's your project? What is your system for backing up? Well, we've done it locally for years. It's not as good, in my opinion, as doing it in the online backup services. We've done this. I've lost hard drives, and it works like a charm. Go to Google or one of the search engines and type in online data backup, and find one of those companies and do business with them. It's we do that. By the way, well, anyway, the only people who never experience a business interruption are those who don't have businesses. Think about it. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.